The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh with your favorite Bachelor villain.
Real stories.
Real interviews.
In Chad's World, nothing's out of bounds.
Chatty Daddy is officially here on Podcast One.
So get ready and welcome to Chad's World.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Chad's World. Today, we're going to be talking about X on the Beach, Episode 3. And we'll be going back a little bit and talking to Morgan Willett about her showing up, basically, then mine and her situation, hers and Jay's situation, and just kind of her outlook on everything. Before we dive into that, I want to let you guys know, doing a little offer right now for Elite Shape Supplements. So if any of you guys are interested in getting your fitness back going this year, I got a promo code for you. So to save 25% off on your entire order, you can go to eliteshape.com and click on one-time purchase and type in Chad's World 25 to receive 25% off discount across your entire order. Once again, that's eliteshape.com. You can get all your fat burners, your women's health stack to really add on to those fitness plans that I send out to everyone for free. It's really going to help you amp up your weight loss. So once again, go to eliteshape.com, type in discount code ChadsWorld25 on the one-time orders, and you are good to go. That's 25% off your entire order. And now we're going to hop into bringing in Morgan Lee Willett and answering some questions. So, what's your Instagram handle again, Morgan? Go ahead and tell them.
It is exactly what you just said. It's at Morgan Lee Willett.
Oh, it's Willett?
Yeah, but everyone says Willett, so I kind of just roll with it. So you know what? You can say what you want.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Well, anyway, so let's get into, I kind of want to hop into like this episode, but first let's just talk a little bit about like when you first got to the show, like what were you expecting? Because you seemed pretty chill when I first got there. Like you were like almost ready for it and relaxed. And I felt like you recognized Jose. I felt like because you couldn't not recognize Jose.
Right. Well, that was the thing is like, I was super nervous to go in there because we didn't know anyone. I was like, I'm going to be in here with a bunch of strangers. They're going to be terrifying and they're going to hate me. And so I was the very first person to walk into that little pool party and Jose was immediately after me. So I recognized him. I was like, okay, I know I have a familiar face. And we immediately just started drinking and partying. And then from there, I was like, this is going to be a good time. So
That makes sense.
Into it with the mindset of this is a massive party, and then Jose was there. So,
okay, that makes sense. Because I was kind of when I showed up, I was like freaked the hell out. I had that full face mask on, didn't know anybody, and then you and Jose were just like just cracking jokes, having such a great time, and I was like, what the hell is this? Why are they so relaxed?
I got real lucky because I knew someone there, and you kind of got screwed over because your mask you couldn't drink in it. You really
That was weird.
I
felt like it was screwing me over too because I was trying to look cool, but it's like you can't look cool while you're having to like lift up your mask and screw up your hair and try to drink through it. Then we tried to drill that hole through it. That didn't work.
Oh, I felt really bad for you at that party. I was like, he's so sober and we're probably all so drunk and annoying.
Oh, I wasn't that sober. I was still going like I'd have to sneak around the back and shove a drink down and then come back. So it was actually more dangerous because I'd have to go chug and then come back while everyone else could sip to hide my face.
Well, there you go. At least you weren't sober. None of us were.
Yeah, that's great. But, I mean, it was kind of fun that first night. Like, we had our little thing. I almost forgot about that.
I would like you to know you have been the topic of conversation at my family Christmas. Like, we are sitting down eating dinner, and, of course, my grandpa, my poor grandpa, watched the show. My grandma made him, and he was like, so, like, you and that Chad guy, like, why was he stuck in your face? So I was like, oh, my God.
That's what your granddad said?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Like, why are we talking about this at Christmas? So I will never live that down. But you know what? It was short-lived, Chad, but I think we had fun.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone, I get, like, stuff online, like, she ditched him, she all this stuff. It's like, man, we were just having fun that first night. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Like things went well, but things would go well with a lot of people. You know what I mean? Like, it was cool. You were cool. I was cool. Everything was fun.
Right. And it's like the first night, you're not going to immediately jump into a relationship. So everyone who was like, oh, she ditched him. I was like, and were we even anything? I think everyone was just having fun that night. And it's like, okay, we're not going to say no to all the people who are like, you guys would be so cute together. Like, when am I supposed to ignore the people? So
you can't ignore the people.
You can't ignore the people.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, what was it? I was just thinking of something. Somebody, like, they were. Oh yeah, yeah, that's right. Because I had that little confessional where I'm like, well, that's easy. I'll just kind of do that for now. But they spun that totally. Because what I was saying was, like, I know blonde girls. Like, I know this situation. Like, a white blonde chick, I know how to navigate these waters. And so it came off like really shitty.
I was like, Chad, oh. I would like you to know that I am naturally a brunette. So you're wrong about me.
Okay. Well, brunettes that have changed their hair to blondes, I also navigate those waters as well. I do have my license.
Yeah. Sure you do. I'm sure you meant it in a different light, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And then it was the very next day that Jay came in, wasn't it? It was like,
we got up
still hungover and out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, he rolled up, which was the last thing I was expecting. I really thought that they would give me and you at least a week. Because can you imagine if it would have given us longer than, like, I don't know what would have happened with the whole Nicole situation. Would me and her have gotten into it? So I don't know, like, almost bad timing when Jay came. I mean, it's
easier.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I thought, too. Because it's like, things went well, but it's like, it's not like neither of us fell in love with each other, but we were, like, still down to hang out. And then it's like, you guys kind of brought him in a little bit too quick because we're still at the point where we're like, whatever.
Right. Like, we knew each other 24 hours, and then they brought my ex in. And obviously, anytime you see an ex, especially that quickly, I mean, you're going to have some kind of emotion and feeling. So, I mean, me and you, we just didn't get into it enough for me to say no to Jay.
Yeah, and I mean, then he came in, and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I've known this girl for, like, a little bit, but is it really worth, like, I'm going to fight with this dude that seems pretty cool over this girl that's pretty cool, but, like, we're not invested yet. We're not all in. Like,
right. Like, I don't even think I knew, like, your middle name or where you were from. I didn't know where you're from.
Technically, my middle name is Chad. Like, I just didn't know.
Is it? What's your first name?
Brian. But I always go by Chad, so.
You are not a Brian. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, there was all these articles out for a while. It was like, he's not a real Chad. I was like, that doesn't count. I've always gone by Chad.
Well, maybe Farrah was right then. Remember in her commentary, she was like, this is not a Chad. So, I mean, technically, she was right.
I still don't understand what she was going on about that day. I still feel like she had a fucking timer that went off in her pocket that was just like, engage in fighting now. Like, out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, I was witnessing that whole fight, and none of it made sense. Like,
yeah, it didn't to me either. That's why I was, like, so confused, because I was like, wait, what? What are we fighting about? Like, this is out of nowhere.
Like, usually, Chad, I'm not going to lie, you do start shit for no reason, but this one, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Like, that one made no sense, and I was like, Chad actually, for once in his life, did not start this, so I was very confused.
That's true. Yeah. I start a lot of shit like on accident. I just like having fun. And it's crazy because everyone's so uptight in that scenario because nobody knows what to do. And when you just act like you don't care, it kind of rubs people the wrong way.
Oh, you don't say, Chad. Chad, you rubbing someone the wrong way. I would have.
You don't say.
I would have never guessed
how that happened. And I got to ask, because I'm a little confused. I was scanning back over the episode. I was looking for the date where you had with Corey and Jay, and I couldn't find it, but that was this episode, right?
Yes. Okay. So that's what we watched the episode all together, a few of us in LA, and we were talking about, they left out so much. Like, remember the neon party? It was our first, like, big event. And there was, like, the random DJ from the past season.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, wasn't that the lit party? I think that might still be coming.
No, that was our very first. Yeah, that was the Lit AF party, and that was when Simon was still there, remember? Because he was like,
oh, you're right. Yeah.
I had a party. I'm going to bed early, and they made us have that party, and then the DJ from season one was randomly there, and that was when Murray kissed Corey. So I was like, I'm 100% sure they're going to show that, and then they didn't. So I was really surprised on that one.
They could go back, though, because that's the first time me and Nicole ever really talked. Was at that party. So I'm kind of curious if, like, how they can avoid that.
Right. And that was, like, our first big event. So I was confused on that one. And they left out Corey, Jay, and I, our little school session.
Like, previews or something?
No. Well, apparently, I don't know if you've been watching the whole hour before when they show the extra scenes. I haven't been.
That's when it was.
Yeah, but Jose told me that they did show clips of the school date thing. But I'm sad they didn't put that in the episode because Corey was such an idiot in it, and him and Jay are just comical.
That's right. That was fun because I remember after you guys left, I went outside on the school board and it said Corey something. Corey's the best, and I changed it to like Corey has a tiny wiener. And I thought they were gonna show it.
It's all because of you, Chad. They didn't show it because of you. No,
I was just hoping they'd give like one little clip where everyone would be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah. Well, and then Jay won that whatever school competition, and we got the escape room for the night. So I was dreading this episode because I was like, oh my God, they're going to show us in the escape room, and they didn't. So
they did show you guys cuddling in bed. Was that not from the escape room, or was that from?
No, that was just in whatever bedroom we were sleeping in. So I don't know if they'll show this next week, but I'm disappointed.
Yeah, because you guys kind of hopped back into the relationship mode like pretty quick. It was like, within like 12 hours, I feel like at first y'all were like, I don't know how we're feeling about this. And then bam, out of nowhere, it's like you guys were just cuddled up, ready right back into the relationship mode.
I wonder, because I'm not normally like that in real life to kind of hop back into something. But I think it was just the fact that in that house, you don't know anything. And the fact that Jay came in and was like, yo, I like you. So I was like, oh, okay. I know he at least likes me, so I'm going to stick with this one because it's easy and I don't have to worry too much. Whereas like with you, I was like, I don't know about Chad. And with Corey, you can't get a read from Corey to save your life.
Yeah, Corey's just got that like, are you going to go with Daddy?
I'm like, what are you talking about?
Going to be? I know. I was watching his whole thing. And he was really amping up the Daddy thing, this scenario, this show. I've seen a lot of stuff about him. Apparently, he was super different on Big Brother, I guess. He was, like, quiet and chill, but now he, like, really amped up the cockiness, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, and I watched, actually, Corey's season of Big Brother, and he is very different. And it's interesting to me because on his season of Big Brother, he did make some comments about, I don't know, some controversial things. And then we saw in the past episode, he's cuddling in bed with Jose. So it's very night and day to see like that side of Corey on Big Brother to see him cuddling with Jose in bed. So I'm very confused. I need Corey to just give us a tell all of like what actually is going on.
Right. Now, I'm not going to lie. And I don't know how much I can even talk about this, but I heard there was a little snippet that wasn't on because, you know, Big Brother is like a 24 feed, right?
Right.
Okay. So there was like, I guess not on the show portion, but on the like Big Brother little like feed, live feed, I guess he said something like, oh, I mean, I'm kind of curious about dudes or something, which like, hey, no harm, no foul, whatever. But like, that's why it led to this like little bit of confusion, especially like watching it back. You're like, damn, because I had no idea like how hardcore that cuddle session was. You know, I thought it was like a little bit of spoon, but there was some arms.
And then I remember Jose saying like, Corey was apparently like kissing his back, and then Jose ended up tweeting last night and said something like, oh, like y'all will never know what actually happened in the cuddle session. So I don't know what went down.
Oh man. Yeah. I don't think anybody really, really knew how, I mean, like I said, like we were all kind of in the room when it was just like them just happened to be sleeping on the same bed. But then when you watch it back, you're like, oh, okay.
You Corey. You didn't want to cuddle with me? I guess Jose's a great second option.
Right. Hey, but they did show a little snippet of that next scene, next episode, where you and Corey kind of have that little kiss, right?
Oh my gosh. I have such severe anxiety for this next week coming up. Because not only does the kiss happen, which that's just a mess, but my sister comes and I don't know if I'm ready to relive that just yet. So
that's true. I did see your face lifted up when he pulled your face or whatever.
I don't know.
You're ready for it.
I mean,
but it's kind of hard to deal. I mean, when you got drinks in you and you're on the beach in a situation like that and it's somebody attractive, and especially you'd only been back with Jay or whatever for like a day or so. So nobody can really give you that much shit for it. Like, hey, you dated this dude too. Why not?
Test
the waters.
With Corey, it's like I was waiting and waiting. I'm like, Corey, get something. Do you like me? Do you not? So then, I mean, we see in the preview for next week, he apparently does show me that he does like me. So he does have feelings.
He flip-flopped a little bit, I feel like, on that. Like, because one minute he would show you affection, and the next minute he'd be like, I don't even care.
Right. So it's like, you're messing with my emotions, which made me even more confused, because I'm dealing with Jay, who is very upfront about how he feels for me. But then at the same time, it's like, if Corey would have done the same thing, it would have made my decision a lot easier. But I was always just wondering about, what does Corey actually think?
Right, because then there's that little bit of feeling where you're like, it's almost a competition to see if you can get them to like you. But if you'd known that he'd like you, then you could have just made like a biased decision on who you like better.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, it's always that fight.
Love a good love triangle.
Exactly. Oh, shit, what was it else? Something Corey did. Oh, yeah, you remember when Corey walked in. So when he very first came in, even for me, I was watching that and was just like, holy shit. Like, he put his arms around you and Jay. And I was just like, man, that's a I would have been pissed if I was Jay. Yeah. Like,
well,
that's something that was very intense.
I was almost a little, I don't want to say upset, but a little irked that Jay did not respond more. Because I don't know. I just feel like anytime, like, if you're into a girl and her ex comes, like, I want to see a little bit of emotion. Like, maybe you should get a little jealous or act protective over me. But, I mean, it's Jay. So he was very much like, let's go with the flow. I'm going to be buddies with Corey. And I think that's what made me the most, like, irritated.
That's true. It was really hard to not be friends with the people that the girls brought in. Just because, like, you girls obviously have, like, a certain taste. And then when they bring in the dudes, that's like, he's kind of like you. He's kind of got the same sense of humor. Like, you automatically get cool with them. And you know you shouldn't be cool with them. But so it's hard to decide. Like, you almost got to choose, like, oh, do I choose this new dude that seems pretty chill? Or do I go with the girl that I'm interested in pursuing?
Always the girl, Chad. The answer is you always pursue the girl.
I feel like that doesn't really work out, though. If you play that jealous card, then that pushes the girl away. You know? Like, you kind of got to act like you don't care.
I agree. You never want to be too jealous. But I think for a female especially, like, we want to see a little bit of a reaction. Not like a psycho jealous type thing. But show that, like, you're here for me, and you don't want another guy stealing my attention. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
No, I totally get it. Yeah, you got to show a little bit. It's this weird, like, little chess game of, like, show where I care, but also show where I don't care. Whatever happens, happens.
Exactly. God, this is why we're all psychos.
This is why we're all psycho singles on TV, I guess. So, did you ever get to talk to Simon when he came in?
I talked to him maybe like two or three times, and it was nothing of importance. I don't know, did you get to eat Simon's tacos? Because apparently that was really all he was good for in the house, was making tacos.
I feel like I was on some weird diet at that point. I was all worried about losing my abs, so I think I might have I might have been pretty wasted that night when he got there, so I might have grabbed one taco and ran. I don't remember.
Well, apparently they were good, and I'm so sad he didn't stay for a couple more days, because I could have used a taco, but I don't know. I feel like he wasn't really there for Farrah. I don't know why he was there, honestly.
Do you remember the very first thing he said when we all sat him down, though? He majorly fucked up, and I caught him on it so bad, and I said a little bit, but, like, everyone else let it fly. So here's what he did. So we sat him down, and we basically, you know, all were like, so why are you here? And then he goes on this rant about how, like, yo, he cared for Farrah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I get money. That's why I wake up. That's why I'm here. And I was like, wait, what? Oh, you're here to get money? And it was like, but nobody else gave him shit about it. So I was like, okay, I guess we'll let this slide. But the dude just said that the reason he's here is to get money. Like,
no,
he literally just admitted that.
Do you remember? I don't remember who asked him. They're like, so how do you get money? And he's like, oh, I'm a gangster. And we were like, what?
Yeah. We were like, what does that mean, bro? Like, what? Like, that's not a career, being a gangster. Maybe it is, but that was a little sketchy. Because I know some of the people he works with, and his whole circle. Yeah, his whole circle is very sketch. Like, I mean, he seemed like a cool dude, but I know the people that he engages with, his little circle of friends in L.A., and it's just like, each of them makes money and does well, but none of them has, like, a... Like, they'll never admit how they're making their money. And you're just like, okay, seems weird to me, but
you do you, Simon. But yeah, I just think there's something sketch about him. I definitely think he did do something to Farrah. I'm sure Farrah put him through hell in their relationship. I'm going to give him that. But I do feel like there probably is something behind there that he did, whether it was, I don't know if he took money or was just like kind of sketch, but
Sounded like he did something on social media, if I remember correctly. Something about he took over her social media accounts, but then like sold his own products or something like that. And wasn't like he like started losing her followers. I can't remember 100%, but it was something weird where he basically like stole her social media accounts and she had to get them back.
Oh, good job, Simon. So. Wait, Chad, I must ask, because I'm very curious after last night's episode. Why did you look up Farrah's masturbation video? What possessed you to look at that?
I don't know. I think I was just curious to see what was going on there.
Was it?
It was real weird. It was a lot of daddies. What? Yeah, it was a lot of like, you like that, daddy?
Wait, rank it 1 through 10. I must know.
I mean, she's not really my type. So, I mean, I say like maybe a 6.
Okay.
I mean, if she didn't really fuck it up, like, you know, there wasn't anything like particularly weird, but there wasn't anything particularly good about it. I mean, I guess you got to like Farrah.
Oh yeah. Okay. Well, I'm probably never going to watch it. So I needed to know some details before we moved on.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm not entirely sure if I was talking about the masturbation one or if I was talking about the porn one. So I might've been, I'm not sure that I saw the masturbation until after.
I'm so happy you decided to look it up after regardless.
Hey, we were making a joke about buying her sex toys and being like, saying something like, yeah, fuck you, Farrah. But I was like, I don't know if that would be good to bring up. That sounds a little bit sketchy.
Yeah, just a bit. I mean, she hates us all. It's fine.
Yeah, I know. I was pretty cool with her for a while until I think I didn't even realize how much shit. It's like my whole thing right now is every confessional is me talking shit on her. And I'm like, damn. Whoops.
I mean, yeah, you do talk a lot of shit, but someone had to say it, and you kind of did take all the words out of our mouths, so I'm happy you're talking the shit, not me, but...
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I agree with most of it.
It was pretty good. And then, so after Farrah, I mean, we got Simon out pretty much that first night. That was pretty quick. We didn't have to deal with that. And the next thing was we had Murray come in, right?
It was Murray, and then last night they brought in Corey Z as Murray's ex.
That's right. That was a real quick turnaround, I felt like. But right? I don't know if that was planned or what, because you could see in Cheyenne's eyes how much he loved Murray, man. He was like smitten by that guy. I was almost crying over there at the bar when they were sitting there. I was like, these guys are in love. It's beautiful.
Right, and I'm super confused on that one, why they brought also Corey Z in so quickly, unless they wanted to see, like, Murray and Cheyenne fight, but I feel like that kind of failed, because obviously Corey was supposed to come in there and start all this drama and yell at Murray, but I feel like Corey just kind of flopped on that one.
Yeah, Corey, I mean, he came in, and then he said something about basically Murray having a boyfriend. And what it did was, like, it immediately caused Cheyenne to just, like, back up and be like, oh, whatever.
Like, right, whatever happens, and happens. If I was Cheyenne, I would have taken that and exploded. I would have been like, yeah, I'm not talking to you unless, like, you either confirm you have a boyfriend, break up with him. But, I mean, I feel like the whole situation down in the Shack of Secrets was not nearly as dramatic as it could have been.
Yeah, that's one thing, too. I made a comment about, like, Cheyenne seems to be taking this really well, because over the course of us being in the house, I mean, when the kitchen was dirty, he would blow up, threaten to leave, want to explode and fight people. But then he finds out that his boyfriend now has a boyfriend. And it's like, he was like, okay, well, I don't really want to deal with that.
Right.
Well, very, very calm.
Do you think that part of Cheyenne kind of maybe knew that Murray might have had a boyfriend? That's what I have to just think that maybe coming into this, he's like, Murray's kind of sketch. He probably does have a boyfriend. Because I don't know. I'm just like, Cheyenne, why are you not freaking out on this one?
Yeah, exactly. I think maybe he knew that Murray was a little bit scandalous. And so he was just kind of like, he was hoping Because, you know, until somebody says it, you can kind of put it in the back of your mind. And then when someone brings it to light, you're like, yeah, okay, you're right. I really shouldn't be doing what I'm doing.
Right, 100%. But I love Cheyenne and Murray together. So it just breaks my heart.
I know. They still seem to, like, they're cuddling and stuff, so they're still having a good time. But it's just a little, like, it's almost sad to, like, look at them and know, like, oh, they're going to have problems.
You're going to have so many problems in that happens. Yeah.
This episode, I'm not going to lie, I zoned out a little bit. I don't know about you, because it's like, it was all about Farrah and Simon, but their situation seemed kind of like Simon just wanted to talk to her, but then Farrah didn't want to talk to him. And then
the Murray thing
was so quick.
Right. It was almost just kind of a throwaway episode, in my opinion. Stuff happened, but nothing of like super relevance. We did have the Dee Dee and Malcolm and Maya kind of blow up, which I did find interesting.
That's true. Yeah, have you heard about all that stuff going on with them and the that relevancy TV thing?
Yeah, well, so funny enough, so I was with Maya and Janelle watching the episode last night, so I kind of got the scoop on that. And obviously, I don't know, Chad, if you saw in our lovely group chat, the whole blow-up fight between Janelle and Maya and Dee Dee and Nerys and all that stuff. So that
Where did that come from? It all spurred off of the fact that they saw Malcolm crying to Dee Dee. Is that really what, like, popped it off? Because it seemed like all of a sudden I'm getting like 100 notifications on my phone from this group chat, and everybody's losing their mind, and I'm like, wait, what are we fighting about? Like, I don't know whose side to be on.
I know, I had to go back and reread it probably 3 times to understand, but from my understanding, I think like Nerys or someone showed the clip of Dee Dee crying, and then Maya said something along the lines of like, oh well, like, clearly you care about Malcolm more than just calling him your family. Because, you know, Dee Dee and Nerys are always like, oh, he's just family, we don't care. And then I think Janelle said something about them being fake. And then it all just blew up kind of unnecessarily.
Yeah, it was really weird. And then I heard about they had their relevancy TV thing on New Year's. And then Maya Janelle tried to go. But Nerys, Dee Dee, and Malcolm had them basically like banned from the party. But Maya and Janelle showed up anyway, and then they had security escort them out, like, before they even got in.
Right. Well, I was at the party, so I was supposed to go with Janelle and Maya to this party, because I was like, oh, I don't want to go alone. And then I get a call from Janelle basically being like, Malcolm, we got a message on Instagram basically saying that we are not allowed in anymore, because I guess, I don't know if Dee Dee and Nerys thought that they wanted to fight them at this party. I don't really know where that came from, but they were not allowed in, but Darian was there. So it was just a giant mess of a situation with Janelle and Maya. I don't know what's going on. I know they were on Instagram Live, all 4 of them yesterday, basically just trashing each other. So it'll be very interesting at this reunion.
Yeah. So Darian was in the party, but aren't him and Janelle still cool, or now are they fighting too?
No, they're still cool. So I think that was kind of the issue that Janelle had. She was like, well, like, my man's kind of in there. I would like to be in here. They put my face on a flyer and promoted me for this event. Fans have come here to meet me. You can't tell me that I am not allowed in while using my face to promote it.
So I think that's true. But unfortunately, she didn't get a contract or anything, I heard.
Right. It's like, you really can't press charges or do anything like that. Shitty situation.
You got to have contracts in place, especially in this industry. Otherwise, you screwed. Sorry.
Well, I had a great time at the party. So.
Was it like a bunch of people from last season X on the Beach and Are You the One?
Yeah, it was like a lot of Are You the One people, a lot of kind of last season X on the Beach, some from our season. I think I left at 12:30. But, like, it was fun while there, I guess. It was just a lot of people.
You go to any of these parties with a million TV people who are paid to be crazy, who have been crazy now for so long because they're paid for it, that they're even like that in real life. It's always nuts. It's always fun.
Everyone's just insane. Like, throw in a bunch of crazy reality TV people who are used to being psychos on camera and then put them in a house together. I was like, this is too much for me.
Right. Sometimes, even with me, like, I love it. Like, I'm like, man, we're in this argument. But I'm like, but we're not being paid. Like, I don't want to be involved in this shit. It's a lot of work right now to, like, deal with you.
And it's just exhausting. We're getting a paycheck. I really don't want to argue with you for no reason.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, in the real world too, especially when you're at a party like that, you're like, I can just leave. Like, that's right, what like we want to do.
And that is exactly what I did. I was like, okay, goodbye.
Yeah, because you don't want to be caught up in that drama, and then all of a sudden you're thrown into the middle of the mix, and then we'll have a reunion, and then someone's yelling at you just because you stayed at the party, and you're like, well, I was just partying at a party.
I was like, exactly, and I was like, I'm going to have my own battles to fight at this reunion, so I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take an L and leave.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be real messy, like the messiest reunion of anything ever, because, I mean, at this point, everyone was so cool when we got off the show that it's like now everyone is fighting with everyone, and it's just gotten like really, it's like all the real feelings are coming out now that like the show's kind of faded away and everybody's done with like putting on a facade.
Exactly. We're out of our honeymoon phase where we all just wanted to hang out.
Yeah, where everyone's like,
drawn, people are picking sides.
So do you remember what happened at the very end of the episode?
It was our first elimination.
Gotcha. Okay, so that was the ending where Simon went home.
Yeah.
I like to tweet like on little things of the show during the show. So a lot of times I don't even really catch the full concept of the show. I just like to tweet on tiny things that happen that I think are funny or interesting.
So I'm the worst. I'll spend 5 minutes crafting a tweet about something I thought was funny, and then I miss anything that happens after that.
Like, exactly. You got to watch it like 2-3 times sometimes.
Exactly, to just figure out what exactly happened. But no, there was the elimination. Did you cut Simon, I'm assuming?
I think so. I either cut Simon or I cut Kareem. I feel like I thought the first one I cut Kareem because of what he did with the situation of making up some bullshit about an STD, and I was upset about that. I thought that was really fucked up.
Yeah, that whole first elimination was a freaking mess.
Yeah, that one was right. I don't think I remember. That's the one where I put a whole bunch of Visine in my eyes because they were red because I was hungover, but I put too much. I put like 12 drops in each eye, and then I couldn't open my fucking eyes, and Jay and everybody thought I was high or something.
I just can't wait to see you at all these elimination ceremonies and all the fun surprises you have for us.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be great. Yeah, well, all right. Thanks for coming on, Morgan. I think we pretty much got through that episode. We're pretty much up to date now with your whole situation.
Oh, boy. Can't wait for next week. Just a blast to watch, but thanks for having me.
Just a blast. Absolutely. Yeah, and let everybody know, like, your Twitter and Instagram one more time. And good to go.
Okay, my Twitter is @Morgan_Willette, and then Instagram is @MorganLeeWillette, because some 12-year-old took my other handle, so I got two different ones.
That's the way it goes. Well, all right, thanks for coming on, Morgan.
All right, thanks, Chad. Talk to you later.
Later. All right, everybody, that was Morgan Lee Willett. That's @Morgan, LeeWillett. Apparently it's Willette, so I've been saying that wrong for a while. That's my bad. But I'm going to go ahead and answer a few questions that some of you guys have sent me on Instagram and Twitter. Just kind of cover some stuff. And let's see what we got here. I'm checking the Instagram because I did an Instagram story where I asked y'all to ask me questions. Not a lot of your questions were directed towards Morgan. I think I had like one, but it wasn't that great. So I'll just answer these questions myself here. Let's see. Is it hard getting genuine reactions? Oh, wait. This is by _TayMonet. Is it hard getting genuine reactions or to be yourself with cameras constantly around? I mean, I think it normally is, in like the first day or two, but you get used to it so quick that, especially when you got a couple drinks in you forget they're around. And especially when you've been doing it a while and you've been on camera a while, it just kind of starts to come naturally. And I mean, sure, you can amp things up, but for the most part, like, you still feel the way you feel. And if you just have no interest towards a question, like they ask you how you feel about this or that, and you're like, I just really don't give a shit, then they just obviously don't use your answer. So any of the answers that you're seeing, there are people giving, you know, their reactions and stuff on camera, those are genuine because those are the best ones that they're using of everybody because that person gave a genuine response. Next up, that was from TayMonet. Have there been any Bachelor contestants on the challenge, and do you want to be the first? There have been, it looks like Chase McNary was the only one that's gone on the bet challenge so far. Would I do the challenge? Maybe. I don't know yet. That's a very, like, demanding show. I mean, it's almost like being back in boot camp. I mean, it's a month, two, sometimes 3 months of basically just straight, like, exhaustion and physical labor. And, you know, you could potentially really get hurt on these shows. You know, some people do. So, well, we'll see. I'll get to that point when I get to it. And that question, by the way, was by Susan L. Harmon. How terrible is Farrah in person? I mean, it depends. She's one of those people where it's very off and on. So she can be super awesome 1 minute, and then you can want to cut her tongue out the next. It's just, it's one way or the other. There's not a lot of middle ground there, because the minute you go against her, she's going to blow up at you. But I will say, you know, when she's likable and when she was chill and had talks with me, like when we were sitting around the bed, because my bed was right next to hers, she was actually pretty chill. So it's weird to see how things went down in the house, for sure. You're going to go to the next one. How are Malcolm and Maya? I don't know if I can talk about that, but according to things I've been seeing online, it's not doing so well right now. I mean, they're having some issues, as you've heard on the podcast, that everybody's fighting in these group chats that we have. And, I mean, are they good? Are they better? Was that just like a one-night thing? I have no idea. But like we said with Morgan, the kind of it's like the honeymoon phase of getting off the show and everyone's happy and they're just focused on the show has now swapped around, and now it's gone to personal vendettas against everybody. So everybody's fighting with everyone, and we're just going to honestly have to wait to see how they pan out, because I know I've heard of them, you know, being pretty good at some points, but we're reality TV people. We're kind of crazy and we're kind of fickle and bipolar, and we'll swap sides within 5 minutes. Oh, that question, by the way, was by Dangle Roman. Or maybe it's D. Angel Roman. I like to say Dangle. That sounds better. Do you guys think Simon was as bad as Farrah made him out to be? I mean, oh, that question is by Devin Ballard _. I think he definitely has a different side to him that wasn't shown. I know he definitely can blow up, because somebody like Farrah needs somebody that can blow up at her and kind of put her in her place. And so I know that for sure we didn't see his full side, but I do know his circle of friends, and I know he does have some sketchy ass friends out in LA. So that's the only thing I was real concerned about with him, was there's just something that we weren't seeing, especially with all the, like, I'm a gangster, I get money. Yeah, but how do you get money? What type of gangster things do you do, man? It's pretty sketchy to say. So that's what we were having to deal with in the house. Let's see. Did you really not know your ex was going to show up? No, honestly. I was told that we were going on to an untitled dating show. So when we got there, we basically thought that it was just going to be like us hanging out, hanging on the beach, having some drinks. Like, I thought it was like a Bachelor in Paradise scenario. And it just turned out really not to be what we thought, because having your exes there really screws with your head, whether you like it or not. So we definitely didn't know that it was going to be X on the Beach. I think a few people might have had an idea, especially like MTV people, because they know the different shows that are available. Whereas, I mean, I, coming from like ABC, Bachelorette, Famously Single, Celebrity Big Brother, had no idea really what I was getting myself into. Oh, did it do? Who was the funniest house guest? That's a pretty tough call. That's somewhere between like Jay, Corey Z, and Nicole. Even Corey Z, that dude didn't even have to say anything to be funny. He would just give you a look, and that kid was hilarious. Loved him, man. Wish I'd have gotten to talk to him more, but he was dealing with a lot of drama in the house during that time. That question was from, oh, Devin Ballard again. Did me and Morgan have sex? From Gabe Barros. No, we didn't have sex. Like we see when we talked to Morgan, it was basically just like first night, two hot people met, we flirted, we had a good time. Could things have gone differently? Sure, I bet they could have. I mean, had Jay not come in. But no, we didn't hook up. I wasn't going to try to do that first night, and I'm sure she wouldn't have even if I had tried. It's just, you can kind of feel people out, and it was obvious to me that it wasn't going to go that way. And who really wants to have sex in the first 5 minutes on TV anyway? That's a little bit sketchy. I mean, I might have, I'm not going to lie. But I didn't. All right, let's. We saw Nicole and you getting real close and cute. Can we expect more of that? Yeah, you're going to see a little bit more of that. Definitely these next few episodes. I don't know when it's going to begin, but that kind of slowly starts to actually pan out. And, I mean, you're really just going to have to watch to figure out what goes on there. But there's a lot of ups and downs. And me and Nicole definitely did not have it easy in the house, especially, you know, all the exes and all the drama and the Morgans and the other girls coming in. So it just turns into a whole snowball of bullshit, basically. But it's going to be interesting for you to watch for sure. That question, by the way, is from Ethma_T101. And did I have sex with anyone in X in the Beach House? From it's Nathan Brownlee. You'll have to watch and see that. That's can't answer that yet for you. But I will say I didn't not have sex. Okay, guys, that's it for the questions for today. I always shoot those out on Thursday after the show airs, and we're going to answer those on the air when we're doing the podcast. And I'll also shoot them out on Twitter. So be sure to follow me at Real Chad Johnson on Instagram, at Real Chad Johnson on Twitter, pretty much at Real Chad Johnson anywhere, and continue to shoot me questions, and I'll continue having guests from the show. Also, be sure to check out here in the next week. We're going to also be doing the Bachelorette or the Bachelor recaps, as well as when the next MTV challenge is coming, we'll be doing recaps and reviews with those as well. So we're going to keep bringing cast and different people from the shows in here and be talking to them and getting their side of the story. So thank you guys for listening. This has been Chad's World.
Thanks for listening to Chad's World on Podcast One. Listen and download at PodcastOne.com and the Podcast One app. And subscribe at Apple Podcasts. New episodes of Chad's World every Thursday here on Podcast One.
ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do the things like lock the doors or set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. Visit ADT.com/podcasts to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.